You better go, Cool Cat. I see you running from me, but it ain't over. I'm Dirty Dog, and I'm gonna get you.
Who let the dogs out?
Comedy Heart of Broadway here in the store downtown Cape. What the fuck are you staring at with those bug eyes?
Jesus Christ.
Look at your drawing. Look at your fucking drawing.
Why are you being so violent?
Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Here with me, of course, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And Ali Abair.
I'm about
now, you
to
were complaining
leave.
Earlier about me interrupting you and cutting you off when you were trying to say things.
I'm about to lose you $420.69.
Oh, we weren't getting that fucking money anyway.
Yeah. You can go ahead and just say it. That's fine.
I missed that story.
It's a Patreon tier. Yeah. They have to pay that much money.
Oh,
to
that, that one. Okay.
And then we send them a one of those cards that Allie can record her voice into.
Yeah.
And we mail that to them.
Because unlike some women on the show, she doesn't give it away for free.
Who alternatively...
Oh, you mean Mandy?
Mandy does drop the most F-bombs.
You saying you don't say the F-word on this show?
I've said it a few times.
So that's given away for free.
Yeah, that's given away for free. No one paying for it.
But the alternative to the card from Allie is you can waterboard Trevor Camp.
Or, you know what? For the we're going to combo it. For $700, you can have Allie waterboard Trevor Camp while cursing at him.
We'll just film that shit.
She's just like, you motherfucker, just dumping water on
that would kind of
we'll
be
just put
hilarious.
Like a poster of Shannon's face on there for just like on
Jesus.
The towel.
Then that video would go online though, and it'd be like crazy woman waterboards.
Oh, and then Allie goes to Guantanamo.
Because me and Jesse are standing in the background with like turbans on, we're going like Hashvela, and we're holding up
no!
fake swords.
No! Why? Oh no.
Shannon, no. What the fuck? Oh, that's fucked up.
Welcome to the show.
And welcome to Thursday.
We were talking
about they love squalor.
On the pre-show, we were talking about why the difference between Jesse and I when it comes to arguing online, in that I am way more neutral in my arguments online than Jesse is. He's right. And we were talking about how
also more neutral in your arguments online than you are in your arguments in person.
Yeah, or on this show. Because on this show, like you said, I come down with the sword of Thor.
Come down
or
with some righteous fury.
Righteous fury. Righteous fury. Honestly.
Righteous story?
Because it's only with people I don't like to, and I love all you guys. And I remember one time I did get angry enough that I kind of snapped a little bit on this show.
Is it the one that I'm thinking of?
Probably.
It's the one where Shannon realized what he was saying was wrong,
yeah.
Like immediately after.
It's the one where Allie tried to talk and I said, shut up, and I kept going.
To be fair, that was both of you.
Yeah, no, Jesse and I went at it hard that
you
time.
Yeah, but I didn't tell nobody to shut up.
No, but you did say, I don't care about facts.
You did? Oh, shit.
Did I?
You got angry. You were like, because he was like, what are the facts? Where's the, you were like, I don't care about facts. This is just, and I'm like, you both are going. At this argument the worst way, which is why it's escalated this far, and he's told me to shut up whenever it was a point about how like women are told to shut up basically was the argument.
And I don't even remember what the argument was about.
It was about how
I don't know if we should bring it back up either.
You know, well, to add context to the facts thing, like Shannon was wanting like hard numbers that have been done from surveys.
Again, of what? All right,
yeah,
so,
like, I don't honestly because like this has been so long now. I don't remember. I just remember like Shannon was wanting me to give him like hard survey like numbers that have been thrown out there. It's like no, this is just a thing that is.
So, Allie, if you remember what it is, and we'll start an argument again because I remember we all made peace, everything was fine. But what was it that got us so heated?
We were talking a lot about the just little like microaggressions against minorities. Against women, against people of color.
I don't
stuff
like
that.
The sound of, because I know you three, well, you two at least, you two are you're very social justice-y. So if we were arguing about it, I almost feel like I was being an asshole.
You were.
And I was saying something bad against minorities or women.
No, you were...
Oh, because basically you were saying that, like, this was before you
was
accepted
this, like,
that...
white privilege type
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because this was the episode and you realized that white privilege is a thing.
Okay.
You, because we were talking about it and you were kind of bringing up an instance and you were trying to... And I think this was mostly about... Yeah, it was just kind of in general microaggressions and...
And I got macroaggressive.
You were like, how is... You asked a comparison of, like, a situation, and instead of trying to bring the conversation back to a point that you could, like, you could connect to yourself, it just went off into nowhere, where you just yelled at each other a bunch of nonsense, and went nowhere with it. You, like, eventually had to stop and realize...
Who else was on that show?
Asa.
Was it?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I feel
like
Asa
would have
jumped
in on that too, especially if we were yelling at each other.
Asa was on that show, I remember, because you told me to shut up. I got quiet. And then at the end, you apologized. You're like, I'm very sorry. I just really wanted to get this point out. And then I got to go into a point about how if you would have told Jesse to shut up, he wouldn't have. I shut up because I've been told to shut up before, and I've been told and I've been treated like I shouldn't raise my voice to people.
And this was a long time ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this was a few years ago.
Thank you.
Asa also helped me get to the point of the reason I reacted differently than Jesse would is because of all the microaggressions I've had to deal with in life.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to push back. I'm going to go, okay, well, I don't get to speak.
And in my defense, because I think this was when I didn't see the differences. I just assume telling you to shut up is the same as telling Jesse to shut up when it wasn't. So we all grew a little bit that day, me especially. We all came out for the better for it. Now let's never talk about it again. you know who also grew a little bit, Jesse?
Who's that?
This week. Mitt Romney.
That's true.
Yep. Maybe.
No. So, like, this is one of those things, like, you know, I talk about before, like, a lot of public entities, a lot of public officials or elected officials. Yeah, that's probably the better word. Anyway, a lot of elected officials will do that. They'll vote against party lines when it doesn't matter.
Right.
Whenever they look at it like, okay, so we can have, you know, three people vote outside of party lines, throw out your polls, see where your constituents lie. And if anybody's over this threshold, you know, vote outside party lines so you can keep your
help
voters
them out
happy.
And no one gets in trouble.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, we still win kind of a situation. Which you look at it and, like, it could be seen that way with Romney, but
I agree with you. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll say it after you say it.
All right. So, I mean, it could be seen that way, but at the same time, like, I don't think so in this situation, because I think the GOP wanted 100% compliance here because, like, that's the PR.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I had my doubts because you are used to politicians grandstanding and pretending that they're standing up for something and then voting
party
line anyway. But with Romney, he in one day has gotten so much backlash from everybody.
Especially the Republican Party.
The Republican Party has dragged him through the mud. His own niece, who is in politics, dragged him through the mud. Donald Trump obliterated him at a public prayer, which was funny. His kids, you know, Trump's kids went after him. Fox News has gone after him. Like, Mitt Romney pretty much sacrificed his entire Republican career for this one vote because he felt like it was the right thing to do. And I agree with him, of course. So I have to give my respects to Mitt Romney, who I never cared for before. You know, he ran against Obama in 2008. I'm trying to remember.
Was it 2012?
I think it was 2012 because McCain was in 2008.
No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because it was
first. Yeah, McCain was first, and then it was Romney.
It was Romney and Paul Ryan, of all people. And I didn't much care for him then. You know, you got all the great memes out of that. The binder full of bitches. he torpedoed his own career. And he came across as this very elitist, rich businessman type. But he's done so much, especially in the face of the Trump administration, to say, no, I don't agree with that. He even said in his speech that he agrees with a lot of what President Trump has done. He votes with him 80% of the time. But in this particular case, he saw wrong.
Yeah, it was overwhelming evidence.
Which everyone saw wrong. We're not going to, I swear to God, we're not going to touch on this too much because, like, I am personally sick of it.
Agreed.
And I always say that you should never not talk about it because then they win.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like I've been beaten down to a point where I don't really want to talk about it anymore. Like, nothing changes in Washington.
Well, I mean, it was one of those things we were talking about because of Romney. Like, that was, I talked about this earlier in the group chat. We had two historical firsts in the impeachment stuff because I was showing the
graphs,
chart. Yeah, the graphs of it. So Romney is the first person to ever vote guilty against their party's president in, like, the impeachment trials that we have record of. And then this is also the first one that was split completely down party lines. For Article 1, Romney voted guilty.
Which was obstruction. Which was
that was the obstruction, I think.
Was that obstruction of Congress or
no? What was it?
I think abuse of power.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah that was it.
Because the obstruction of Congress was the one he voted no on.
Yeah. And that one was like also the first one that was straight party lines. It was 100% guilty for the opposite party and independents. 100% not guilty for that president's party.
Right. Because I think it was Andrew Johnson was the first president to be impeached, right?
Yes.
And that was decided by one vote by someone who voted to acquit outside of party lines. And this is the first time, that, you know, I forget.
Because in every impeachment up to now, which granted, obviously, there haven't been many.
Three.
But, yeah, like in each of the articles that get posted.
Yeah.
Like each one of them have had like in the non-party slash independent or the opposing party slash independent, like there's always been a few of them with the not guilty over there.
Yeah.
Up until, you know, Article 2 for the impeachment this time was just like everybody like in the opposing party and independents voted guilty. Everybody else not guilty.
And what I hate is that Trump's on his whirlwind tour right now of victory. He's holding up papers that say acquitted. He's saying he's totally exonerated and stuff like that. I don't think he understands what exonerated means.
I don't think he understands what a lot of this means.
Like,
but his voters don't either, and that's what's important.
That's what's important. Almost, I think, every Republican that I heard talk about the case pretty much eventually got to a point where they said, yeah, he did it, but it's not enough to remove him from power. Yep. So
even his lawyer disagrees with himself.
Yeah, his lawyer Dershowitz even said, like, yeah, he did it, but it's not enough. It is not enough to pull him from office.
Yep.
So when Trump thinks he's completely innocent and everyone knows he's innocent, like, not really. Everyone knows you're guilty. They just know that you got away with it because the Republicans control the Senate.
Yep.
Like, that's all it is. It's just a giant pissing contest. That's all it ever is. And, you know, good on Mitt Romney for standing up for himself, knowing he was going to get dragged through the mud.
So, yeah, and that's what, like I said, kudos to Romney. Normally, like I said, I would say that this is just him saving face with constituents in a situation where, like, it's a shit deal and everybody knows it's a shit deal, but that's the way the party's going.
Yeah.
No, this one, I think the party wanted him to vote, you know, in favor of Trump, and he didn't.
Nope. Stood his ground.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens to him after the fact. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Republican Party could just oust him completely, like... You know, they cut funding, they cut, like, all sorts of stuff.
Right? How terrible is that? It's mafia style. You vote with us or...
You're out.
You're out. And, I mean, it honestly swings both ways because every single Democrat voted to convict.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because he is guilty. Let's be fair. But at the same time, you can't deny the fact that the Democratic Party has a hard-on for removing him from office any way that they could. I think they knew... when they filed for impeachment, that they were going to lose. Everyone knew it.
Everybody did.
So then it became almost just a moment of like, it was a statement of we have to do something or else we're not doing our job. But they were totally doing it because they want Trump out of office. But I think they've done more damage now to the Democratic Party.
See, I disagree. I think that they have done a tremendous amount of damage to anybody that wasn't already a diehard Trump fan. Like, I think that they have gone a significant way towards swaying those votes over.
I think they turned off a lot of people with, and I hate to say this because, and hear me out, they turned a lot of people off with their antics, which is insane to say because of the way Trump and his team have carried themselves. But like you said, the Trump supporters are already used to it and love it. The Democrats, there are still Democrats who kind of hold themselves to a higher authority, a higher moral, you know, standard or whatever. So when you see things like Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech, or you hear them, you know, the vindictive tone of them going after Trump, a lot of them get turned off because they think this is just it's just a grudge. And I don't agree with that personally, but well, no, I kind of do agree with that. But he is guilty. That's the thing. It's like they have a grudge because he has done something wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not like they're just picking on him or going after him because like he's on the opposite party. Like in this situation, like he absolutely is guilty. He's wrong. He should have been removed from office, and he wasn't.
No. And the 1-2 punch of that, the same week that the Iowa caucus got,
oh my God,
banged into oblivion. It has. And Biden finishing dead last in that, by the way.
Not dead last.
He's fourth. Fourth out of five.
He was, there's more than five. He was last in the front runners.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Because I think he ended up with zero delegates out of it because he was number four because it was Mayor Pete and Bernie were tied for first.
Yeah. Well, I think Buttigieg, last I checked, eked him out barely.
Last I looked, Bernie got it, but they got the same number of delegates regardless.
Well, don't worry because they're demanding
a recount.
Yeah, like it's all screwed up.
Oh yeah, because it was super fucked up. Like whatever app they decided to roll out, like that was just bad. And what a bad time to try to roll out something new like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like this.
You know, pick a little ass local election. Like, yeah, it was stupid. But regardless, yeah, no, that all just went extremely poorly, and. Yeah, because I think it was the last time I looked at it, yeah, Bernie and Pete got the same number of delegates, but I think Bernie got more votes than Pete did. But it was just neck and neck, and then Warren was number three, and Biden was number four. But number four was low enough where he didn't get any delegates, I don't think.
And really bad because Biden is their preferred front runner. He's the one that they want to go in. He's the one that said, I'm the only one that can beat Donald Trump. And, you know, fourth place behind Mayor Pete, who... Legitimately, did you see the video of the woman who found out he was gay after she voted for him and then wanted her vote back?
Oh, no, I did not see that.
Yeah, they were interviewing her and they mentioned it. And she was like, well, what do you mean, husband? He's gay. Well, that, I think that should have been something they talked about. That should have been announced. It's common knowledge, she said.
Yeah. No, that's one of those things. Like, if you, well, yeah, anybody that would vote for Mayor Pete, how do you not know about that?
Yeah.
Like, and regardless, why would it matter?
He's young and he's gay. That's all. That's the two things I know about Mayor Pete.
Because he's extremely intelligent. He holds himself very well. He's done phenomenally in the debates. Like, he's my second favorite Democratic candidate.
So I wanted to look it up because it is so close, and I want to mention this on the air, not because I'm bragging, but you want to talk about how close it was?
Mm-hmm.
100% of precincts reporting in now on the Iowa caucus. Buttigieg, 26.2. Sanders, 26.1.
Okay, so
0.1%.
Pete did edge him out
by 0.1%, and like,
but yeah, so they got the same number of delegates.
Yes,
yeah,
but man, how crazy is that? And then Joe Biden, 15.8 in fourth.
And did he get any delegates for that? Because I guess because when I looked, Bernie was the number one, so maybe that not everything was reporting.
I'm looking to see. I'm on CNN, so I have to get. Oh God! Now I'm just looking at county by county. This is not what I was trying to find. This is not what I wanted. Yang.
Oh, Biden got two delegates.
Yang got 1%. That's better than Bloomberg, who got 0.
Yeah, which actually surprises me. I thought Gabbard pulled out. And Delaney did too. So, yeah, I think a lot of these weren't actually on the ballot.
Probably why they got 0%.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's a bad spot for the Democrats to be in. And they really need to pull their shit together if they have any hope of beating Trump in 2020.
And, like, you want to talk about the percentage vote? Like, I'm looking here. Like, I see the actual count. 564 votes for Mayor Pete. 562 votes for Bernie. So, yeah, 2 votes Pete got the number one.
So, who do you think, if one of them wins, who do you think their running mate's going to be?
I don't know.
Do it, you cowards. Give me Sanders Buttigieg.
Oh, that would be like, I don't know if I want Mayor Pete to be a VP, but I would.
And you could call him Butt Sanders.
No.
The Butt Sanders.
No.
I don't think so. It's worth a shot.
No, I really like the. That sounds painful.
Butt sander.
Did you ever watch the fingering the pulse?
Oh yeah.
Where?
A specific one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a specific one where he was at a Trump rally and they were talking about Democratic candidates, and they were talking about Mayor Pete with one of them, and he's like, "Yeah, we have a nickname for Mayor Pete." He's like, "Oh yeah, what is it?" "Well, I don't want to say it on the show." "Is it because it's extremely homophobic?" Yeah.
That's why I think Mayor Pete would be the best to run, because where they're going to go with it. They're going to make fun of the fact he's gay, and you can use that against them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, what are they going to make fun of Bernie? He's old. Trump's like 900.
Yeah, because they're not that different in age. They're not very far apart.
No, I think Sanders, I think Bernie's like 3 years
older than Trump.
Yeah, not much. And Buttigieg, by the way, I think if I remember correctly, is 38. He's a year older than me, and he's running for fucking president. That's why I'll never fucking vote for him.
I legitimately really like Mayor Pete. Like, I think that he is fantastic. My roommate's been in love with him for a while. But like, I've been kind of like, Andrew Yang has been my favorite Democratic candidate.
Yang gang.
I also like Elizabeth Warren a whole lot. And then it's kind of gone on.
I like Joe Biden. Until he started running for president?
Exactly. Yeah. That was it. Crazy Uncle Joe was better as a meme. Because, each debate, like, I watched him in, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I'll put him in The Little Mermaid because he's Flounder.
With each debate.
That's a character from The Little Mermaid, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is.
With each debate, like, as my love of Joe Biden waned, my love of Mayor Pete grew. And yeah, no, I really like Pete now.
Same.
Like, honestly, I would take Bernie, Pete, or Elizabeth Warren. Like, any one of those three would be great.
I know in my heart of hearts, I know it's going to be Biden. I just know it is.
Probably.
Somehow.
Because he has done so bad.
He's done poorly.
In the debates. And on top of that, like, he's not been presenting himself well. He's not been presented well.
And then, of course, there's the whole thing with his son Hunter, even though it's 100% clear and he didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
They still have that as ammunition because his base, speaking of Trump, his base does not care about facts. So, and neither does Facebook,
what they did to
Hillary. Which is why I'm not fucking on it.
And see, that's one of the other things that I kept talking about with Biden. Like, you talk about, you know, what they did with Hillary, with, you know, her, you know, political run. Like, she's been in politics for a really long time, so she had some skeletons.
Yeah.
Biden's been in politics way longer. And I mean, like, he was part of the Democratic Party when it was more conservative than liberal.
Mm.
So, like, he's got some real skeletons that have come up in the Democratic debates. Like, it's not, like, I think that everybody thinks Biden has the best chance, a lot of people anyway, think Biden has the best chance of beating Trump. But I think as soon as they start pulling up some, like, voting record stuff, like, and, you know, like, Biden doesn't have the greatest history in Congress. Because he's been there for a really, really long time. Because Biden also, like, same age as Trump and Bernie.
Yeah, they're all old men.
Extremely.
Who do you want to elect? Old men, old woman, young white gay guy, or young Asian guy? You pick. You pick America.
That's the goal.
We had that cool ass black dude, Barack Obama, in there. And I love the, like, why didn't the same people, if I think it was SNL skit, why didn't the same people go vote for Hillary like they did for Obama? It's like, well, let's think about it. You had a cool ass black dude, you replace him with an old white woman. Why do you think?
And in fairness, a lot of people did go vote for Hillary.
Yeah. Well,
millions more than did Trump.
Well, what? You're saying over 3 million people voted for Hillary more than Trump? Then how is Trump in office?
Yeah, the Electoral College.
Yeah.
All right, so 20 minutes later, like I said, we're not talking about it. Absolutely not going to bring it up. Let's move on. Because we could talk about it all night. Because there are things I haven't even touched on that I want to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I miss Morning Joe. Anyway. Hey, they're rebooting the Saw movie.
It's not a reboot.
No, it's not a reboot. That's right. It's
spinoff.
It's a continuation. It's the Hobbs and Shaw of the Saw world.
I was gonna say it's supposed to follow the detectives or whatever.
Yeah, something like
Chris
that.
Rock.
Chris Rock.
Like, you sold me.
And Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson. Because I saw Chris Rock, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I saw Sam Jackson, I was like, what the fuck?
I actually did not make the connection of Book of Saw. Like, I was watching this trailer, I had no other fuck idea. It started playing like a little bit of the music from It. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Is this gonna, okay, so cool, it's a horror movie. Is it like a, and then I see the spiral shit, I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, look, finally my dumb ass make like connects the connects the dots, you know, from number one to number two. I made that straight line.
I need to know why it's called Book of Saw.
I think like that's what they're just gonna call the spinoffs.
And I know it takes place in the same universe, but I need to know if it's, is this dude connected to Jigsaw in any way?
Gotta be.
Because why the fuck would they call it Book of Saw? Like, I get it because it's a tie-in, but like, come on. Come on.
Now, imagine that's what they're going to call the tie-ins from now on.
They wouldn't have called it Solo, a Star Wars story if it had not taken place in the Star Wars universe. You know what I mean? Like, it has, it's still connected to the Star Wars world. There has not been a Star Wars movie yet that didn't directly connect to the or one of the trilogies.
Yeah.
Because Rogue One was connected directly to Episode 4. Solo was connected directly to, I guess that's probably the closest one, because they didn't really have anything that immediately went into something else.
Right. Yeah. No.
It was, well, fuck. No, they kind of did, because at the end, didn't they mention Jabba the Hutt and going to work for him?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, probably, yeah. But
it's been a while since I watched it.
And Darth Maul at the end. So kind of. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say with this. I gave up on the Saw franchise. I think we talked about it. I thought it was a cool concept, but eventually it just turned into
torture porn.
Yeah. And that's not really my style of horror movie. But yeah. I do think this looks good.
Really glad that trend is dying out.
Me too. And I hope because, this doesn't
like,
help it.
That shit with like that and Hostel and like
it became a Turistas. There was just a bunch of movies that were just
bunch of torture porn.
The Hills Have Eyes, you know, stuff like that. But I think this movie actually looks pretty good. So I want to go see it. I'm also excited to go see Birds of Prey. I'm going to go see it this weekend.
Yeah.
Same. I'm planning on seeing it at some point this weekend.
Why'd you look at me like that? Are you not going to go see it?
Because I have another movie I want to go see this weekend.
Wait, look, let me guess what it is. If I guess what it is, we'll go watch it. It's probably some bullshit like biography about someone you watched when you were a kid.
No.
Isn't Little Mermaid back in theaters this weekend? Is that it?
Oh, is it Little Mermaid?
It's not Little Mermaid.
You've seen that a million times.
Why I want to go watch Sleeping Beauty. Before.
That's the one. I knew there was a classic Disney movie in
the
theaters this weekend.
My favorite Disney movie.
Just look on Shannon's face.
I will go fucking watch it by myself.
I don't drop F-bombs.
I never said I didn't. I just don't do it as often.
I've never actually seen Sleeping Mermaid.
I haven't seen Sleeping Mermaid either.
Sleeping Beauty. I've never actually watched that film. I didn't watch a lot of Disney films.
I wore my VHS copy out.
You'd think I wore my VHS copy of Tara Patrick out.
No, you didn't. You gave it away to somebody.
And it was DVD. You would think with Disney Plus now, I would go back and watch a lot of those Disney movies that I never watched. Because every time I watch a Disney movie, I genuinely enjoy it. It's not my cup of tea. The only reason I watch them is because of Lindsay. So, but once I watch them, I like them. The only one that I actually was excited to go see was Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved
the live-action Aladdin movie.
The live-action Aladdin was so good. So I'll probably, did they make a live-action Sleeping Beauty? Wait, is that Maleficent?
That's Maleficent, and okay. I hated
was it.
Was
Maleficent a prequel?
Maleficent is a prequel.
No,
but
Maleficent is a different take on it because partway through it ends up doing the same story.
I meant the Maleficent movie now. The newest one's a
prequel. No, it's afterwards.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Fuck it, I don't care anymore. And I like Kristen Stewart. I changed my mind on her, so.
I still want to see that Charlie's Angels movie.
I do too.
Like, I honestly, once I saw the cast of that movie, people talk about, like, it, you know, being a failure because, you know, whatever reason. I legitimately think it was marketing because I had no fucking idea that this movie was happening.
I saw, like, one ad for it and that was it.
I never even saw an ad for it. Like, the first time I heard about it, like, I was wondering, like, why the fuck is Kristen Stewart everywhere? And then the first time I actually heard about the movie was when Elizabeth Banks was complaining about why it wasn't doing well.
I remember when I thought, I don't care about Kristen Stewart. I will never care about Kristen Stewart. She's a terrible actress. I don't like her. Bob was obsessed with her. I didn't care for her. And then I saw her on SNL, and she did. It was the Totino's commercial I saw years ago. And just like,
was it that one? Okay.
Yeah, that I saw years ago. Because I've rewatched it since then. But like, that was the first time I went like, she's kind of funny. And then I realized that she's actually very, very talented. So I take back everything I said about Kristen Stewart. But plus, I just started hating Jennifer Lawrence instead. So
you hated Jennifer Lawrence for a long time.
For a couple reasons. I'm not a fan of Hunger Games, and I hate when something becomes so popular that it takes over the pop culture. Unless it happened when I was a kid, and then it's fine. So like,
Star
Wars, Ghostbusters, yeah. But I didn't like Hunger Games. I don't know why I had such a hatred of it. But it was when she took...
It's because her name, I think, is the biggest thing that started it.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah. You really hated
it. I think it was that. It was the fashion. It was the... Like, there was so much of it that I didn't care for. But it was when she took over Mystique.
It's Mystique.
And they made Mystique the focal point of the X-Men that I really went, fuck that. Now I'm rebelling.
And they just 100% changed Mystique's character for that series.
Yeah, just to make her more important.
And you're going to hate Phoenix even more because of what happens with Mystique when you finally watch that fucking movie.
I mean, I thought I was going to be happy because doesn't she, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess, maybe.
I'm looking forward to that scene. Speaking of popular things and stuff that I thought was going to make me angry, and I don't know if I should mention this on the show because it's kind of spoilery. So, if you don't want spoilers, and are you going to be upset if I say it?
What are you spoiling?
It's about the Star Wars comics.
Oh, the Star Wars comics? Are you talking about the lightsaber issue?
No. The big reveal at the end of the Vader issue.
Oh.
Which is canon, apparently. So, I don't know if I can't.
Don't spoil that for me. That just came out today.
Damn it.
Or not today, yesterday.
Damn
it. I saw pictures of something. I don't know if that was what it was or not, though, because I didn't click it to read it. I was just scrolling.
I read it on IGN, and I thought to myself, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, no, that just came out yesterday, so let's not spoil that yet. It was yesterday.
You can talk to me about it when we get home, because I'm not going to read them.
I'll talk to everybody in the car. it's just another one of those cases of like, and a lot of people are being very critical of it. They're saying, man, Disney needs to stop. This is what happens when Disney takes over Star Wars, or this is what happens when Marvel and Star Wars get mixed together as they start doing stuff like this. I can't say anything more else, it might spoil it, so I'll leave it there. But when you know, when you find out, message me.
Okay.
And let's talk about it. And
so they're saying, go home and read it.
Or read the IGN article. For the rest of you, you know, you'll have to wait on that. I don't think there's any other house cleaning that I meant to talk about. Like, of importance. So we can probably get to these lists.
About to say, let's get to these lists and not have enough time to finish them.
Well, it's only five this time. And considering both of their games, half of them are Pokemon.
I only did one Pokemon title. Thank you.
It's only supposed to be one. Yeah. So here,
you said one per franchise.
Yeah. So we got two things tonight. Lindsay had an idea.
I don't
idea.
Think we're having enough time for both.
We're going
to
start with yours.
Let's just do the video games.
No, we'll start with yours.
No, let's just do the video games.
No, I said we're going to start with yours. If I can say what I said. You listen to me.
You can run through the three wishes.
It'll be pretty quick. Let me tell you, shut up. Like I told her once. So we're going to do Lindsay's thing, and then afterwards we're going to talk about our five favorite video game franchises and our five favorite video games from that franchise. Fuck, I still didn't get that right. One game, which is our favorite.
From each of your five favorite
from
franchises.
Each of those franchises. I'm not good at this. But Lindsay, you had something... Because you want to do something fun and different on here and not talk about politics, you fucked that up immediately.
I haven't said anything.
Because we talked about politics for 25 minutes.
I mean, I knew it was coming. It always does.
A lot has happened in politics in the last week.
My God, we could spend the entire show on it with everything that's happened. But what was your thing? Tell everybody what your idea was.
So it randomly popped into my head, but the basics of it is you have found a genie of selfishness. So you get three wishes, but they have to be wishes that are purely basically just for your enjoyment.
So none of the freeing the genie or world peace.
Yeah, no, this genie is specifically about, hey, I'm here. You want some cool shit. What do you want?
But what if world peace is my selfishness?
That's fine. If that is your selfishness.
It's
that,
not.
That, that,
I'm making the counterpoint. All right, well, what's your three wishes?
Why do I get to start?
All right.
It's your topic.
I mean, I will. That's fine because I'll do the thing that popped into my mind first because I was being grouchy.
All right. You tell us your three.
My first one, I want a new fully functioning vehicle that will never break down or need maintenance or ever need to have gas put in it ever again.
That's a hell of a car.
That's a
the
lot.
The gas
for...
one might be, the gas part of it might be real difficult.
I mean, it's magic. So
it's magic. It just refills.
What is this genie capable of?
Anything. It's a genie.
Okay.
All right.
Other than if you go with the basics that it can't kill anybody, can't make anyone fall in love, and you can't wish for more wishes.
What about bringing people back from the dead? So you can't kill people, but you can bring the dead back to life?
He doesn't like to do
it. No zombies.
All right. What are your other wishes? Let's go through all three of them, each of us.
The next one is have my metabolism back from when I was in high school so I can lose weight easily.
Why would you not just wish to... No, give one.
No, because
the magic gas car.
Because if metabolism stays, then it doesn't matter what you do.
Keep going. Keep going.
And then my last one is stupid, but I want my G1 Twinkle Eye Pony mimic that I will never, ever, ever, ever find.
I feel like you're really wasting this genie's time.
That's fine. The core one I understood.
Yeah.
Hey, man, to each their own. All right, Shannon.
I didn't really realize what the genie's rules on this were going to be, but the first one would definitely be, like she said, metabolism. No, I would just say, make me look amazing forever.
You would like to be a Greek god?
Yes, but... Okay, well, if you said forever, like, just don't say, like, within your lifespan, because then you could be click and then boom, dead.
True. Well, no, is it, all right,
we're assuming the genie's not going to go fucking monkey's paw.
Is this the genie from Wishmaster?
Not necessarily, like, but if its whole thing is selfishness,
there's a reference no one else got. So, yeah, I want to look good forever, and I would get specific with the genie.
Well, yeah, you got to. Otherwise, it's just like make me a prince. Okay, there's a prince over there.
No, I would be, like, obviously perfectly sculpted, muscly, but not too muscles. I want that, like, Jesus on a cross look. You know,
it depends what time is it. Classical? I'm assuming you're talking about classical.
Yeah, the real Jesus, white, beautiful. You
know? Long, are you sure you don't want like the period where he was actually dying in his art,
like where he's covered in blood and emaciated? Yeah, no, I don't want that one.
Specifics are the key.
He wants jacked white Jesus,
handsome face with a chin with an actual neck and jawline. That would be fantastic. Donkey penis, just giant penis.
Why? You want to be that motherfucker trying to cross the street, like just desperately trying to keep it in your pants, and then just fuck it, flop,
flail it around. Flop. I want to be able to have like an entire football team's cheerleaders on a piece of it. You know, I want it to
be a group effort to take you on.
I want it to be the snakes in the Battletoads level where they're just cycling around.
No.
And no woman would ever touch it again.
Shouldn't need to. Look at me. I'm a god.
I don't know what that has to do with it.
I'm debating whether I would want to live forever, because I feel like that's too selfish. So, but my other thought was, I want time to stop. So every day it's like Groundhog Day. We all retain our memories, but none of us ever get any older, and I never lose anybody. But that, if you're in a shit life, could also be bad, because...
Well, presumably, I mean, if you have eternity, then you can just...
Take your time to get where you want to be.
But what if you're a baby forever? Ooh. See, it gets complicated.
But the baby wouldn't have been the one making the wish, hopefully.
No, but I would want everyone's time to stop, because I would want everyone...
Yeah, no, that would suck for a lot of people.
You don't
want
to have, like, vampire deal where you're...
Parents of newborns?
Yeah.
They would never sleep again.
So I would have to tell the genie.
They just off themselves.
I would say, okay, genie, here's what I want.
You would have to have your specific demographic that you want to stay.
I want everyone to
just
go.
Just wish for elvish lifespans.
I want everyone to go to 25. If you're over 25, you revert back to it. If you're not 25, you live to that point. And then everyone stops at 25. Everyone's young, handsome, beautiful. And
you better sterilize everyone.
Yeah, that was a movie.
What's your
Clock Stoppers? Was that what? No, not Clock Stoppers.
That is a movie.
That is a movie, but it's not this movie.
No,
this movie. Like, you hit 25 and you stopped aging, and at that point you had.
You're
a
talking
clock.
About In Due Time or something like that.
No,
with Justin Timberlake.
It had Justin Timberlake
and Mila Kunis, I think.
Yes. Where, no.
Was it not Mila Kunis?
Where they
Kunis.
Like earned time, or you
you
time.
Got paid in time, and that was currency.
Right, but no, in this one, no one's time runs out. Everyone just stays 25 forever. And then, yes, no one can ever have children ever again. Fine, I don't care. I'm selfish.
I mean, you're going to have a population issue otherwise.
Just wish for elvish lifespan.
Well, and you could still die. You're just like, you could be murdered, so we can euthanize however many people we need to euthanize.
Jesus.
For the greater good. And then my last wish would just be the ability to feel feelings again. Like, you know that feeling when you were a kid or a teenager and you played your video game for the first time and you had that, like, I can't wait to play it feeling?
Like the legit excitement?
I would love to be able to feel anything other than rage and regret. So if I could have a wide range of emotions, I'm going to give the genie an easy one on this one to let that happen. Also, Kate Upton.
That's four. You don't get four.
Well,
wishes.
You can't make him fall in love with you, right?
Yeah, you can't.
She doesn't have to love me.
You just want.
You just
want
to meet.
I would wrap around my giant snake dick anyway. So.
All right. It was In Time, starring Justin Timberlake and Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde, okay.
And Amanda Seyfried.
Yes. And
Cillian Murphy.
Yes.
Fuck. I don't know who I was trying to think of. Like, I just had the list. I could have.
Wasn't it? I could have sworn Guy Pearce was in it, but maybe I'm crazy. Because I only watched that movie once, and I didn't pay attention to a lot of it.
I also only watched it once.
Yeah.
No, it had Shiloh Oostwald, Johnny Galecki, Colin Willingham.
I feel like you would have already seen
Guy Pearce already. Yeah. Oh, Matt Bomer was in it. That's a handsome man.
I think I'm thinking of Cillian Murphy's character, because there was an agent that was chasing him the entire time, and in the end, he died. Yeah. Allie, what's your three wishes?
My first one is unlimited art supplies.
That's a better wish.
My second one is to cure Rudiger so we can get him back.
That is super selfish. Yeah, that's a good wish. Well, it makes me feel like a piece of shit. Thanks. I want a big dick.
And then the third one, I honestly thought about the car that never breaks down. Was one of the ones that I thought of, because dealing with cars is
annoying.
Yeah,
I hate cars.
No doubt.
But then, I mean, the other one I thought of was to always be in good health.
But you can still be murdered.
Yes.
Okay. There's a trade-off.
I mean,
I can deal with that. Jesse, what about you?
All right. Well, since now we can have, you know, perpetual magic going, that changed my original thought process. All right. So number one, I want a wallet.
That it never runs out of money.
Exactly. You just pull a $100 bill out of there, another $100 bill is just right there waiting for you.
So it's just 100 at a time?
Yep. Yeah, you just pull out, however many you need, you just keep pulling it.
Oh, that get old, though. I'd do 500. You pull 500 out and it replaces it with 500.
I like a little bit of a grind in my life. It's fine.
Genie's going to look at you like, oh. Retail workers that probably, like, if you're the first person in line, they don't have to, depending on what you're buying, they do not have the money to break that.
I'm sorry. I would just tell them to fucking keep the change. It's not like I need it.
Hey, it's really true. It's like, sir, we can't take that. You just take this. I'm going to take this. Do what you need to do.
I'm going to go into the dollar store and buy a Snapple for $1 and give them 100. And when they say they can't break it, I'm like, keep it.
Just keep the resin.
It's not real. Check it. It's all real.
And really, like, you know, you just pull out a bunch of them, go to the bank, put that shit in. I just use your debit card. God damn.
Yeah.
Because, that's way
just
better.
Sit in your car, pull a few out. Yes, I'd like to make a deposit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you just overnight, just, like, you know, just go ahead and pull out a bunch of them. Why not? So
you're
going to
wonder what your profession is.
Don't worry about it. Here's some money.
But honestly, you can start making like an exponential thing. So like you take one out, put it back in, then you take out two, and then two reappear, and you just keep going that way. Like, yeah, why not? So yeah, that would be wish number one. Wish number two, a healing factor.
So you full Wolverine it?
Oh, yeah. That's going to take care of pretty much everything there. Let's see. And then for wish number three... my original wishes are kind of covered in those two, since we have actual magic now. I guess wish number three, I would want to be, oh, no, money would cover that. You know, money really is truly magical.
Yeah.
You know, wish number three, I'll have a Coke.
Wish number three, I just want to rob all the banks.
As somebody out there may have gotten that reference, and to you, you're welcome.
But who? Is it Letterkenny?
No, it's not Letterkenny.
I feel like I've heard it before.
What's
I
it
really
from?
Do.
Spoil it for us.
No, I'm not going to. Somebody, if you know what it is, message me.
I would also, if I could make a list of things I never wanted to exist, I would, and give it to the genie. He would make those never exist.
Like
I would
your own death
that.
Note?
Yeah, but only for programs.
Like an existence
like
note?
Letterkenny, Dragon Ball.
Man, Letterkenny.
I would make sure these never, and not because they're bad. Because I personally am irritated by them for whatever reason, because I'm Shannon, and I got Shannon brain.
She has Shannon brain.
So it would be done. All right. We have about 15 minutes left. Let's chop this five down to three.
Okay.
So pick your favorite three games, and they don't have to be your absolute favorite three, but just pick three that you want to talk about. So instead of five franchises, maybe we'll extend this at a later show and do more of like more games or games, movies. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But we're going to keep this because I do want to talk about the games. And like Jesse says, we always run out of time because I never believe him. So this time, I'm going to jump the gun and cut it down. So three of your favorite game franchises, your top three, with your three favorite games from that franchise. So we'll do one at a time, go around the room like we always do. I'll start. This is my topic. My first one, my favorite video game franchise of all time is
Mario.
Mario. And my favorite game is
Mario 3? No, World.
Mario 3.
No, it is Mario 3. The first time.
I liked Mario 3.
Maker is good. The only problem with Mario Maker is for every really great level you get,
there's like 25
there's
25 really bad ones.
25 terrible ones.
Yeah.
And even when someone makes a really great Mario level, and Hunter, I think Hunter will back me up on this, even when someone makes a great Mario level, it still just doesn't feel like Mario levels because they're not made by Nintendo. So there's just something missing. Like there's some magic there in that old hat. But Mario Brothers 3 was, to me, the best game of all time. Just
it's
the best
the
game
of all time.
The
one we always went back and played over and over
I still
and
play
over
it.
And over
I
again.
I still play it to this day.
Those card houses. We'd fight over them.
The graphics, the gameplay, the music. I rented it. I never bought it as a kid, but I did rent it a lot. I never had my own copy until years later, but we rented it a bunch before I ever got it. And the first time I rented it, I brought it home, and I played through the first world, like the first map. And when I beat the castle, I thought I beat the game. I did. Because you went on the airship, you beat the Koopa, and you saved the prince or whatever. And I remember telling my mom, I'm like, I beat Mario already. I'm that good at video games. Then I went back and it was World 2. I was like, what the fuck?
What was the
I gotta go through this again? And now it's in the desert?
What was the SNL skit we were watching the other day that the White Male Rage song that they basically took the Mario 3 screen music. Like they changed it just slightly and then she just put lyrics over it. Nice. And I'm like, that's Mario 3.
That game will stand the test of time as the best game. And even the cover is just iconic. Daniel Bryan has a t-shirt for wrestling that is just that cover
and
of Mario.
The Tanuki tail. And
yeah, but it's Daniel Bryan instead, and it says pro wrestling or whatever, yeah, or Daniel awesome. Bryan or whatever. So yeah, Mario Brothers 3, I think, is hands down, no argument, the best game of all time. So we don't even have to discuss that part.
Boop, boop.
My runner-up would be Mario World, though, just for the record.
Hey, I got one and two. Yeah.
And the first Mario. All three of those games are fantastic.
It's true.
Nothing's ever going to beat that first time you turn on your Nintendo, ever. Or if you're in a store, and I was at a kiosk at like Walmart,
yep,
and they had Mario on it, and I remember going like, oh my God, what is this magic? Allie, what's your first game?
The first one I'm going to pick is Pokemon Sword, because I
Are
never...
you making this up on the spot?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
because
you pause and look around like, Sword.
No, because Calvin played all the Pokemon games. Like, he was the one that had all the systems and stuff. And so I never really got to play any of the games really whenever I was little. So Sword was the first like true game that I got to finish.
Because Pokemon only has one save file. There ain't no sharing on that.
Nope.
Yeah.
My mom tried to make me and Wesley do that with Red, and I'm like,
Not to change the subject slightly, but wait till you see the save requirements for Animal Crossing.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
People are
good
not
thing you
happy.
Guys all have your own systems. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
People ain't happy. And Sword and Shield is the first Pokemon game that I've put so much
have
time
you
into.
Have you finished it yet?
Neither is she.
No, I finished
she?
It.
Oh,
I just haven't filled
she's post-game.
I haven't finished it yet.
Okay, good. Because I'm at the last part. I just have to be. It's like a Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm at the last part. I just have to beat it, and I won't.
I've got 7 badges.
I think I have all 8.
I think he has all 8. He just needs to go fight Leon.
Yeah. Gotta beat Shannon.
Wait, Leon is the...
The champ.
The brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go fight him.
Directionally challenged.
Every time there's a part in that game where I think I'm gonna do something cool, he does it. I shit you not. How many times in that game it's like, oh my God, the volcano's exploding, and you show up, and he's just like, I got this, go on with your thing.
Yeah, go back on your quest.
He keeps doing that. He just keeps sort of cock blocking you.
Hold on, I want a grand adventure.
He gave you your score bunny.
He did, but like, oh my God, every time there's a eruption up there, I think there's a legendary Pokemon. Shannon, where's Leon?
But I'm right here.
Yeah, but you're like a little kid. He's the champ.
Yeah, you're a little bitch. Jesse, what's your first one?
Narrowing it down to 3 is hard. Like, 5 was fairly doable. favorite video game? Probably Fire Emblem.
Jesse was going to go full. peanuts and just go, ah!
Yeah, probably Fire Emblem. And I'll say the first one for the Game Boy Advance, which in America is just straight up Fire Emblem. It was Fire Emblem 7 in Japan.
Yeah, because we got it late. We got it super late.
Yeah, it was the first Fire Emblem game that came to the U.S. and it was number 7.
Yeah, and was that before or after they were in Smash Brothers?
That was before they were in Smash Brothers.
Because did they have the two Game Boy games, then they went to Smash Brothers, then they went everywhere else?
They had one Game Boy game, then we had Melee, where we had Marth and Roy, which neither of those characters were in the Fire Emblem game that America got.
And nobody knew who the characters were. They were just like...
They're like, this guy's a sword.
Yeah.
And this guy also has a sword. And
actually,
then
I'm thinking about it, that may have come first.
However many Smash Brothers games later, they still have swords.
Yep, they sure do.
Which, here's news you will never hear on Nerd Up, because Jesse protects his Fire Emblem. But Sakurai himself said, yeah, there's too many Fire Emblem characters in it.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but... Melee definitely came out before 7 did.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, no, like, he says that, but at the same time, he's the one making a lot of these decisions.
No, he specifically said in that interview, these decisions are handed to me. I don't decide who gets in the game. Which I thought immediately was like... That's not what I've always heard.
Yeah, I don't think any of that's true.
Like, I'm wondering if something got lost in translation, because I thought Sakurai was like, he in all those videos, he's like, oh, I've been pushing for this guy to get in. Did what he meant by that is he was just going to other people going like, hey, can you put Sonic in for me? I can't say yes myself. He's like a genie. He can't release himself, you know. I love the Fire Emblem games. I played it when I was younger on emulator before I played Smash. I just remember seeing Fire Emblem, and I love tactics games, so I really liked it, but it's blown up now to a point where, like, it's like what Earthbound could have been.
Well, yeah, because it got, so, like, Fire Emblem 7 was obviously, it was the first one to hit the U.S. Mm. I was at, I had a gift card to Walmart, like, it was a Christmas present, and we were there, I saw it, and the cover art looked kind of neat, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, why not? I need a new Game Boy Advance game. And I just fell in love with it. I beat the hell out of it. Let my little brother borrow it. He fell in love with it. Then Sacred Stones came out on Game Boy Advance. We both bought a copy of that. It's just really, really fun. Yeah, tactic style gameplay. And then the series was actually on the verge of getting canceled. Awakening hit on the 3DS, and it became massively, stupidly popular. And it just exploded it from there. Like, now Fire Emblem's on fucking everything.
And I criticize it being in Smash, but it sounds like it means a lot to you. So
I love
it. Maybe I'll ease up a little bit. Lindsay, what do you got?
Well, of course, you know it's Pokemon.
Which one?
I'm going with Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, because
it's the same game.
Stuff, pick one.
I originally had Diamond and it got stolen, so my copy of Pearl is the one that I have like 300 plus hours on.
So is Pearl the one you're going with then?
Fine, but I wanted Diamond originally. It's not my fault. Well, it's sort of my fault.
It's completely your fault. Ever tell you that story?
No.
So I'm working at GameStop, and I don't remember if Jesse was working with me that day or not, or maybe it was over at EB, but I'm working at GameStop, and Lindsay is hanging out in the mall.
Waiting for you to get off work.
Waiting for me to get off work. So she's got her DS case, which has her DS and all of her games in it, all the Pokemon stuff. And I see her walking around, and the next thing I know, I see her on the phone. And then after that, I see her walking with security crying, and I immediately go into like, who am I about to fuck up? What happened? So I rush out to see what happened. She got a phone call from
my mom.
Yeah.
And I sat down on one of the benches. And when I got back up, like, the cases had got stuck on something. Because the case I had, I could, like, hook it onto my belt and just walk with it. Didn't realize I got up without it. And, of course, as soon as I go back, it's gone. Because they're DS systems and it's a freaking mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, the mall had no security. The mall had no cameras. So we just nothing. So we lost everything.
Yeah. Two DSs, all of my Pokemon games, Game Boy Advance ones. We had just gotten back from the 10th anniversary tour. So all of my downloads I had gotten, everything
it
gone.
Was bad.
I'm super surprised that didn't immediately go to EB and GameStop selling for cash.
We were looking for it. Yeah. We were looking for it.
And I know it didn't. It's just, it shocks me that that's not how that went. Because, like, shit, people would win, like, out of that stupid fucking machine.
And go right to the store.
Yeah, they would win PSP's DS. Like, how much cash can I get for this? I just want it out in that machine.
But I still really like Gen 4, and I put the most time in that game, so I'm sticking with it. I'm still waiting for my Gen 4 remakes that hopefully will happen.
They're next in line.
Supposedly, really?
Until they decide to like remake Gold and Silver again.
I like Sword and Shield quite a bit.
I do too.
Good? Yeah,
they're good.
Pokemon's not on my list because I've never been that big of a fan of Pokemon. I love the world. Like Legend of Zelda's not on my list, even though I love The Legend of Zelda. It's not on my list because I was never good at it. But my next one is Castlevania.
Knew it.
Okay, which one is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Aria of Sorrow on the Game Boy Advance.
I figured there was Sorrow, but I couldn't remember the full title.
With me, those Game Boy Advance ones were so good.
With me, there's always Sorrow. Don't worry. Aria of Sorrow, because Castlevania. Oh, did you listen to any of I Want to Believe?
No,
I did.
I got into such an argument with Tanner because he doesn't like Castlevania. He's never played, you know, whatever. And I'm like, how are you a fucking horror fan? You've never watched Predator. He's never watched Predator, no, Jesse.
I know. I'm still upset about it.
Anyway, we got an argument about Castlevania because the new season of the series is coming in March. Thought he'd be excited, but apparently, no, he doesn't like that either. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, honestly, him not liking Castlevania is almost as surprising as him not having watched Predator.
Yeah, because Castlevania is built on horror. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. you literally fought, like, the universal monsters in the first one. You mm-hmm. fought Dracula, the Wolfman, all this stuff. So, Aria of Sorrow is the third and last one for the original Game Boy Advance. For the Game Boy Advance. Because it went Circle of Moon, Harmony of Dissonance, and then Aria of Sorrow.
I thought they only had two on the Game Boy Advance, and then they had two on the DS.
No. There was two on the DS, you're right, but there were three on Game Boy Advance.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Circle of the Moon was really good, but graphically, it was when the DS or the Game Boy first came out, so they didn't really have a handle on the graphics, you know? Harmony of Dissonance, great graphics, but the gameplay was okay. And then Aria of Sorrow was just fantastic on all levels. It was the first one set in the future where you could actually get guns and like sniper rifles along with whips and stuff like that. The storyline was really good. The music was excellent. I think a lot of people say Symphony of the Night is the best Castlevania, but Aria of Sorrow to me is the pinnacle of Castlevania. So, Allie.
For the second one is Kirby. And the game that I'm picking is Kirby Air Ride because that was the game that like made me.
Like your brother?
No. That made me love Kirby because I would go home every day and play it and just like ride different cars.
Yeah, 'cause you didn't really do anything.
No, I didn't. I just ride different cars around the world. And
because we got one in here and she's like, oh, you have to play with me. This is like my favorite game. All right, well, what do we do? It's like, you just ride around.
I loved it.
I need objectives.
Your objective is to cruise. Yes.
Yeah, it was basically almost like Grand Theft Auto, but with Kirby. And you just ride around different stuff. And you weren't even like racing or anything. You were just,
I mean, you can
cruising.
Race, but I just liked going like to different cars and exploring the world.
Because he'd like, me and Shannon like playing Defiance, basically doing that, but we were driving around listening to, Carry On My Wayward Son. And then shooting down aliens.
Yeah, like I would never ever put Defiance on my list of like favorite games of all time. But at the same time, it was a lot of fun, and that was the one game that Jesse and I like super bonded over because, yeah, we would just be riding around in a truck together. As soon as they were like, Arkfall, we're like, let's go. We just pull our shades down and tear it apart. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, 1-2 finish every time.
Every time. Didn't matter. We'd alternate, but we were always tops.
Yep.
Just emailed myself the show. Fucking hell. That's what happens when I start talking. Jesse, what's your next one?
Oh, God. Because I have three more that I definitely want to name, but all right, next one I'm gonna have to say Diablo.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
the first one.
No, it would be Diablo 2 probably. But at this point, like, I think I have almost as many hours in Diablo 3 as I did in Diablo 2. But yeah, no, I just love those dungeon crawlers, like Marvel Heroes. Like, I almost grouped that in with this because very similar game. Yeah, those top-down dungeon crawlers, there's just something about them.
Yeah.
That I just, boy, do I love it.
It's the thrill of getting the loot, it's fighting all the monsters, it's especially when it's
procedurally generated.
Thank you. Which basically means that they create it new every time you go on a level. Yep. So it might still be the same look, but the layout's
different
every time.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, kind of how my mystery dungeon works,
which,
that way.
By the way, is what they're doing in the new WoW expansion, and I love that. There's a dungeon called like the Tower of Maw.
Yeah.
And it's constantly changing. Like every time you go in and do it, it's different.
Ooh.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that like in BlizzCon when they were talking about it, and I was like, shit, I might get back into WoW for the first time in a while.
Yeah, because now that's one of those things that you can jump in and it's always different. Like, I just, that's so cool to me.
Yeah, no, I love that. Because, and that's what keeps Diablo fresh. Like, you never know, like, occasionally, you know, rare enemies will spawn, like, different stuff. Like, it's never, you're never hitting exactly the same dungeon twice.
Yep.
Even if everything looks similar, and, like, obviously the end goal is the same.
It feels different, and plus you're getting the loot. It's just, it's very satisfying.
Yeah, there's something about that loop.
And I cannot wait for Diablo 4.
Same.
Oh. Looks so good.
Yeah, me and Shannon are going to disappear into that one again.
Uh-huh.
I told everybody that when Fallout 4 came out, I was like, you know, well, bye, Allie. I know we just met, but I'll never see you again. But it honestly wasn't that bad. I stayed pretty close to reality. But when Diablo 3 came out, I actually took time off of work and for like a week played Diablo 3 nonstop.
Yeah, me and Shannon both were all in Diablo 3 until we got to that point where it's like the auction house was more cost efficient than actually running dungeons.
And then it was like, what's the point of playing the game?
Yep.
Now I'm just playing stockbroker.
Yep.
You know, I'm an auction boy. Lindsay, what's your next one?
The Sims. Specifically that's a good Sims 3.
Oh.
Because Sims 3 gave me all of my customization. I could make anything, any color I wanted. I could download extra textures and things that way. Like, it had the best customization, and it is what I miss the most in 4, which is why I haven't really played it.
See, I would almost argue Sims 1... Was Sims, yeah, Sims
1. I put the most time and effort into either 2 or 3. I had all of 1 as well.
Well, the reason I say Sims 1 is because Sims 1 was the only one they've ever made where you could actually put custom graphics in it. Like, not just...
No, 2 you could. You just had... It was just much harder.
Yeah, because 1 was... The graphics were simple enough.
1, it was a bitmap file and you just repaint it.
Because I actually had, like, the entire Sailor Moon team. Like, yeah. And the characters looked exactly like they should because people were just modding it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the new games, you can make them look similar, but not the same.
Well,
but the games now 2, are much
you could
better.
Still do it, but, like, the skinning was way more in-depth. I could never figure it out. I tried it. And then I'm just like, I'm just going to download these people's stuff.
Yeah.
And,
that's what I did. That's when Bob had the sex dungeon. Because of course he did. Well, you'll be happy to know that they are probably going to announce Sims 5 this year.
Well, if they give me back my customization, I will totally play it. Because that was the one thing I didn't like about 4. 4 was gorgeous. I was very upset that I didn't have my... I was back to Sims 1 where you have 3 color options.
Yeah, but in Sims 4, you could change the breast size.
I don't care about that.
I do.
I know you do.
Okay, boomer.
I'm gonna hurt you.
All I can just think of is like, if
Adam Driver,
yeah, if Kylo extends his hand to Rey for the second time, do you think she'll take it? Who cares? I do.
Stop okay. moving.
Okay, boomer. But no, they said that there's gonna be a focus on multiplayer in the new one.
Okay.
They said they're gonna incorporate some of the things from Sims Online into it. So
I didn't like Sims Online.
Well, hopefully they'll make it better. Fuck, me and Bob put way too much time in that game. Bob and I, we had, you know, Sims Online was just a multiplayer Sims game, and we had an apartment. It was me and him plus some random guy who just slept on the couch, and then a girl who I immediately started dating because that's just me. So I dated this girl on the Sims Online through the
game. You know, some
dude. But I wasn't dating her. My sim was dating her. Yeah, I didn't talk to the girl outside of the Sims at all. But it was this weird second world type thing. And then Bob and I would go to work at the pizza place making pizzas all day. That was our job. When we come home, the dude's still on the couch. It was weird. Man, that was a weird game. Anyway.
He ain't got to pay rent. Why is he going to work?
He did have to pay rent. The fucker was late on it. My last game is Final Fantasy, because those are my top 3 series of all time. And then my favorite Final Fantasy Online?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, okay.
Because I almost put Warcraft
then it's
on here
9.
Because of World of Warcraft. It is 9. You're all right.
I was holding up like the fingers.
It would be online. Online's great, but I just like
once they got rid of the slow grind.
I played 9 nonstop till I beat it. My ex girlfriend bought it for me, and I played it just 3 days straight, all day, every day. I was that obsessed with it. It was just fantastic. It was so magical. I cried. I laughed. Like, I don't think I'll ever have a game that got me into the story as much as Final Fantasy IX. Even Final Fantasy now is just like, it's pale comparison to what it used to be. But I will always sing the praises of 9. If you never played it, play it. Like, play any of these games we're talking about tonight. You won't be disappointed. These are literally the best of the best.
That's pretty true.
These games that we're talking about right now. None of that. If Dalton was on here, he'd be like, Kingdom Hearts 2. Like, fuck out of here, bitch boy. No, he's entitled to his opinion.
He likes that game.
He does. I'm not going
to
take it.
So does Mandy. She ain't listen to this. Mandy did somewhere. Mandy did just get like a little angry though.
She got
a
tingle.
She's not completely sure why. She probably just slapped Justin. I don't know why I needed to do that, but I did.
She calls it her Mandy Tingle. 9, best soundtrack, best game. Right, it's so good. Allie, one more.
Cat Quest. I haven't.
That's not a franchise.
There are two.
There are two now.
Oh, shit. Okay, no, that counts. That counts.
I haven't finished the second one, so I'm going to go with the first one. I have started playing it. But I feel like I'm the first one's still probably going to be more nostalgic for me.
What was your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the first time I played Diablo or Warcraft or any of those. Like, you can play newer, better versions, and it's still not the same.
It's true.
Yeah. That nostalgia gets you. Because you really liked Cat Quest.
I did.
I honestly thought you were going to put Meat Boy on there.
I did too.
Or Unraveled.
I never finished Unraveled.
Yeah, Unraveled, and I had too.
Yeah. But I never finished.
But she really loved Cat Quest. Which isn't bad for a game that I just saw for Christmas randomly on a shelf and was like, it's cats. And she wants to get into video games. She wanted to play Elder Scrolls. But I'm like, that might be a little too advanced for you right now because you're just starting out. Because you wanted to see me play Skyrim. You were interested in RPGs.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, this is kind of a lighthearted kiddie RPG. She might like it. And she ended up loving it. So it was good. Jesse.
The tough choices.
Yeah, because they're... Because like I said, I had 5, like pretty solid. But I didn't have an order for the 5.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I know. I'm for number 3, I'm probably going to have to say Borderlands.
Was Halo on your list?
It was.
Was.
Yep.
And was it Halo 2?
It was.
See, I got one.
And then well, Bioshock.
Yep, there you go. You got
and
it.
And was it Infinite?
No, actually.
The first one?
Yep.
Okay, no one ever says the second one.
No. The second one, the gameplay in the second one was phenomenal. It's kind of like comparing Knights of the Old Republic 1 to Knights of the Old Republic 2. Like, the story for 1 was way better, but the gameplay for 2 was way better. Mm. Anyway, Borderlands, with Borderlands 2 being my favorite. I still loved the shit out of Borderlands 3. A lot of people gave it shit, but no, I fucking loved that game. I fucking loved Borderlands 1. But Borderlands 2, there is not another... I know it's not technically single player, but there's no, like, real multiplayer component to it. There is not another game that I have even close to the number of playthroughs that I do Borderlands 2.
So in the case, like, someone else is like, oh, I haven't played that. I will play it with you.
Yes.
He's done that before.
So several times.
And I think there's a reason Borderlands 2 is the one that's been ported to every other system. It's like Skyrim, you know? Like, they ported Borderlands 1 once, but Borderlands 2 has been on multiple new releases.
Yeah, and I've got it on every console it's ever been released on, except Vita.
And VR.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I don't have
But I've heard VR it's not either. That good, which is a shame, because if I ever thought about what's a fun game in VR, like Borderlands sounds like it would, I mean, just run and gun action, shooting everything, sounds like it'd be amazing.
Apparently it's a lot better now than it was, but yeah, but I don't have a PlayStation VR, so.
Until they put it on PC, and then, you know, you can play it on my Oculus.
There we go.
In the interactive fun zone.
But yeah, no, Borderlands 2 is just a goddamn incredible game. And it's super fun to play multiplayer. Yeah, anybody that tells me, like, you know, I'm kind of interested in playing that, like, I'll just immediately, what system? I'll play it with you.
You appear like the genie in the first part we talked about tonight. I'm going to grant you one wish.
Would you like a Sherpa?
I wish a motherfucker would play Borderlands 2.
Because at this point, like, I can play through that game. Like, I can tell you the side quest that we need to do versus the side quest we don't. Like, I won't spoil any of the story for you. Like, I'll let you go wherever you want. But if you're like, hey, let's do this side quest, like, or if you ask me, like, what, like, which one of these are actually good, like, I know I've done every single side quest at least twice.
Yeah.
And I know which ones are shitty and which ones are actually really, really good. And I know which ones some people will enjoy versus which ones some people won't. Like, if I was Sherpaing Shannon around, I would make sure that he finds the little, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Easter egg. And then, like, there's a Minecraft Easter egg in there that's kind of cool. There's so many different... Oh, my God, that game is so fucking fun.
Better luck next time. Lindsay, what's your last one?
Animal Crossing. And I'm going to go with New Leaf because I got so much better at making outfits for the characters in that one. And I don't know, it brought back my love of the game. Like, my version of it I had on the Wii was okay, but I was still kind of bitter about Wild World and losing Apollo.
Was Wild World
It was the first DS one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it Wide World or Wild World?
Wild World, because they're animals.
Here's your sign.
But
I would have picked the mobile version.
I did play Pocket Camp quite a bit. I still have it on my phone.
I do too, and I have a bunch of pictures from like Christmas 2 years ago when I was into it.
I liked Happy Home also. I liked the Amiibo Parade on the Wii U.
She really did.
And I'm sad that I don't have it anymore, but there was no reason to keep the Wii U like at all. Like,
every other game has been ported to the Switch.
Put it on the Switch.
Or make it like a bonus thing in the new one.
That would be awesome because they said it's supposed to have Amiibo play in it, and I have all my Amiibos.
And that was the dumbest fucking board game.
It was fun.
So much of the game was based around turnip prices on the stock
market.
That's just excitement, like turnip prices.
It really was.
On the stock
market. But like, you can be completely losing, and then something happened, and then like, oh, I'm winning now.
So yeah. Mario Party.
That's how Bob
was totally losing, and then he like hit something. It was like Magic Money Tree or something, and like won the game.
So Mario Party.
Yeah. Or Mario Kart, where except the opposite. God, you can't come back from behind and win, but you can lose from first place very easily.
Oh yeah. You can get Mario Karted.
I actually need to get back on my page I made for my New Leaf cosplayers because I've had like 5 more people re-like my Facebook page in the last week.
Well, hey, with Animal Crossing coming out,
I'd say everybody getting hyped about it.
Yeah. We're going to have to pre-order the console at some point. I'm going to pre-order it through GameStop. I'm hoping they can stay alive for a couple more months. Hang in there, buddy. We all believe in you.
Mandy's got it pre-ordered.
At GameStop?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll probably do it this weekend. And if not there, I'll just have to order through Calvin. But we'll make sure we get it because it does look very, very fun. And Lindsay's been wanting a special edition one. Now I'm kind of regretting getting rid of my Smash Brothers one, but it is what it is. I think I'm going to reshell mine like Zane Laney did and
that
like you did.
That was really cool.
And I think, who else said they also redid theirs?
Mm.
I think it was Josh from Press Start to Join.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Josh did because he didn't do the system, but I think he did the controllers. Yeah. He did the Joy-Cons.
I really want that Super Nintendo one. I think I looked it up. It's going to end up being like $60 for the set.
It still looked really cool.
Yeah, because Super Nintendo was obviously my favorite like system of all time. So I'm going to look into that. I'm going to pray on this. But until then, we're going to get out of here. That's our time for tonight.
There's an NES version too, BT Dubs.
Yeah, but Super Nintendo was my love.
No, I understand that.
I haven't actually seen the Nintendo one. I need to look it up. I looked to see if there's a 64 one. I couldn't find one.
There's not.
Because that would also be pretty sweet.
You can get there's some pretty cool ass like N64 docks for Switches, though, that are kind of neat.
I have one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And combine it with your Atomic Switch, and now we got a game. All right. We're out of here. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. We're back on Monday for another episode of Nerd Up. Then, of course, next week we got Mr. 100, the 5-Star Man, Pro Wrestling Unscripted on Wednesday, where Allie and I will be back. And then another Podzilla After Dark. And then next Saturday, we're going to be out of town because we're going to be in St. Louis seeing Poppy live at Delmer.
Is that Valentine's weekend?
Yeah, the 15th. We're also going to see the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yes.
Yeah. So all kinds of things. Exciting. Exciting. For all of you Valentine's Day lovers out there, who needs love when you've got Sonic and Poppy? Saying like it is. All right, you guys take it easy. We'll see you next week. Later.
Somebody play. Oh, shit.
We're still recording. Go ahead.
Somebody play Borderlands 2 with me.
Hey, Jill.